Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Debbie Brandow, and we're going to be talking about the Harbor Beach Lighted Christmas Parade. Yes, it's already that time of year. We're thinking about Christmas parades, and Harbor Beach has had one for many years, and it's always a big draw downtown. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Craig. Yes, this year, the 34th annual Christmas Lighted Parade, and we look forward to putting on a good show for everyone this year again. And we've got around 40 entries, and they're still coming in. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice parade.
And they've really, lighted parades have taken off because now we have the LED technology and we have, you know, generators and backup battery supplies and stuff that can last through the parade, and you don't have to worry about how you're going to power all the lights, because there's ways to do it, and it just makes it spectacular in the evening.
Oh, we encourage the people coming in with their floats and trucks and whatever they want to put in to light them babies up, because that's what it's all about, is being festival and just enjoying the holiday season.
Now, you folks do it on the first it's Saturday
the first Saturday after, in December. Yep, first Saturday in December. So this year it's December 7th.
As far away from the first as you can.
We can. Don't want to rush everything. But yes, it's the December 7th. Parade, they can start lining up at 4 o'clock, and they will come in on 5th Street to Trescott Street. And then we will let them, you know, if you're into the in the parade, you'll enter in there. If you're dropping students off or anyone that wants to be on the floats, you have to walk them in. And we will have people there helping to walk your children in to get on the floats. We don't want anyone driving down that street because of the kids walking and people working on their floats and getting them ready, you know, those last minute touches.
Well, and the last thing you want is to spoil the mood of the evening.
Yeah, we don't want everybody seeing what, you know, is there yet. We want them to enjoy as they, you know, start out.
Now, which direction does the parade go? Does it go down what is essentially 142, the main light, and then south on 25 to Trescott Street? Is that how the route basically is?
The parade will start at City Hall and go east on State Street, that's 142, to the light. And then they will turn right at the light and head south on Huron Avenue, which is M25. And it ends at Trescott Street, just past the hospital. We like everyone to go past the hospital because the residents there, their family members come and sit with their loved ones there to be able to watch the parade, and they enjoy that so much.
A community room on that side of the building that everybody can go in and get a good view of what's passing by.
Yes, there is a community room with lots of big windows, and they just the workers there get all the residents up there so that they can watch it. And the marching band, the high school marching band, when they get up there, they'll go into the parking lot off to the north, and they will play a few songs. And the workers will open up the windows so that they can hear the songs.
And if you have a senior in there who wants to see it, or somebody's maybe bring some binoculars if their vision isn't too great, and they'll get a better view, but they enjoy it when it goes by. Everybody enjoys it.
Right? Yeah, the nursing staff there, they're all really good, and they get all the residents out and ready to see everything. So they make it a really great festival, you know, to be able to watch.
And then they get to say, there's my kid, my grandkid,
yeah, they do. And, you know, when you get to be that age and, you know, you look down and see your granddaughter, your grandson, grandchildren, you know, it brings a smile to their faces.
Okay. And you've been doing this 34 years. Was it always a lighted parade, or did it start off in the afternoon? Because a lot of times the events in Harbor Beach, I have found, they start off and then they take more of the day and more of the day.
The whole day is filled with different things. I mean, it's always been a nice lighted Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what it's about. It's about the lights. It's about the activities throughout the day. And Saturday we'll start off with a cookie walk at both the Zion Lutheran Church and the Harbor Beach United Methodist Church. And there'll be crafts and things that people can go in, and usually they'll start at 9 o'clock. So if you haven't been over to either of the churches for their cookies, it's a must, because all the women from the churches bake those cookies fresh and homemade. So
I've always wondered why it was called a cookie walk. I don't know if there's some significance to it, because I would call it a cookie run because I'd want to get there before the good ones are gone.
You know, people do line up, Craig. They are just so excited because they know the cookies. They know how good they are. And people are lined up waiting before 9 o'clock to be able to come in, grab their containers, and just walk around all the tables and pick out the cookies they want.
And, you know, I'm not going to be sexist about this, but the ladies and the people up here really know how to cook. I'm sorry. Well, you go someplace and they have, you know, stuff like this that they prepared, and it's like, OMG.
Oh, it's really good. You go out of there and it's like, okay, now I can just go home and relax and take a nap because you will be full. But yeah, and then at 10 o'clock until noon, the kids can go over to the Harbor Beach Library or Theater. I think it's a library. They can stop back and get their pictures taken with Santa there. And then at 1 o'clock, the theater.
Those make great little stuffers in your Christmas cards to grandparents and relatives.
They do. I get them in my Christmas cards for my grandchildren. So, and it's always nice. And then at 1 o'clock, the community house will have a free Christmas movie. And so, you know, if you want to enjoy from the cookie walk to seeing Santa, seeing a movie, maybe going home and get a little nap in, and then come for the light of parade at 5:30.
But the movie is not child care. Parents should come with their kids.
So
you know, things happen, and you know, oh, I'm going to go shopping and I'll leave the kids off to see the movie.
No, you want
I'm
to.
I'm not seeing that movie that I've seen 17 times. Cause
you want to you want to have a parent with the children there, you know.
Then you should, in this day and age, no matter, even a small town as nice as Harbor Beach, it just makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And there's, you know, and if you want to stick around, if you're from out of town, you want to stick around, there's always a lot of nice shops and a lot of nice places to have something to eat. And then, you know, get in line from and watch the parade, you know. It's
Is there a time when you can start lining up? Because I know sometimes some communities, and I don't know if it's Harbor Beach, some communities get kind of upset with people setting chairs out 12 hours earlier. Or
they
whatever,
can do whatever they want. I mean, we have,
and they pretty much kind of ask people not to park, you know, in the parking spaces along the route, so that people have a good view.
We will have cones set from City Hall all the way up to Speedy Q, and then from there, the other side you can park on, but the south side you will not be able to park on. And then to is it a block in town? You will not be able to park. Going east, and then when you turn south at the light, you'll be able to park on both sides, and we'll have signs up where, you know, where you cannot park and stuff like that.
There's some people who are, you know, bringing their elderly relatives or something, they like to stake out a spot where they'll get a good view and keep warm in the garden.
Well, I know everyone likes to get down to the west end of town where it starts off, but they miss out on everything that's happening downtown. There's a different businesses, and we'll have like hot chocolate or something out that they'll be passing out. So if you're at the west end of town, you're missing out on all the goodies happening downtown. So you definitely want to be down where you can, it's all lighted up down that way, and there's no parking on either side of the streets a block before the light. So there's a good places where you can set out your chairs there and, you know, be able to enjoy. And there's always, you know, through the parade route, candy being, you know, handed out or different things. So it's always nice. And when it's dark in the areas to the west, it's, you know, it's a little hard to see children running out. So, yeah, it makes it nice where downtown there's a lot more happening.
Have you had a good set of people signing up to be part of the parade so far this year?
Yeah, we have over 40 entries right now, and they're still
accepting entries.
Oh, yes.
It's still a, you know,
entries right up to the day of the parade. So, they can contact me at 989-670-8639 anytime. And if you don't get an answer, leave a message and I will call you right back.
But knowing a bit ahead of time gives you a chance to try and space things out so you don't have things that are alike all together. It's, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it flows along better for a parade.
We always line them up. You know, every year we have our parade lineups, and we go back to see who was first, who was, you know, we kind of bring ones toward the back up to the middle front more, you know, and move people around so they're not in the same spot all the time. And we do have some new entries this year coming in, some from the Bad Axe areas, so we welcome them. We love having people in from all over. So if there's still plenty of time, and if anyone wants to be a part of our Harbor Beach Parade, then they can give me a call. We'd love to have them.
That's one of the advantages of not everybody doing it on the same weekend.
That's right.
Is that if you were in another parade and you put all this effort into a float, you might be able to get more traction out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show it off again to some people who didn't get to see it the first time.
And, you know, it's unique on the floats and how the businesses and the students and the different churches, how they come together on putting a really nice float together. And that's what it's all about. It's about enjoying the company of doing it. It's about spreading cheer along the way and just enjoying the holiday season.
Any theme or not this year to the parade? Because sometimes, you know, they do an old-fashioned Christmas, sometimes they do a fantasy Christmas or whatever, but there's none of that.
No theme. We just let people come in with their floats decked out. They can't use Santa because Santa always comes at the end of the parade.
But would that be a live Santa?
That is a live Santa.
If you had, you know, pictures of him on the side of it, that's not showing the kids that there's two live Santas in a parade, but the idea is that there's only one real Santa at the end of
Craig, I had to call North Pole just to get Santa here, you know, and I told him there'd be a plate of cookies for him, so.
Well, so you're going to make the cookie run early in the day.
I'm going to make the cookie run early so that he has a nice plate of cookies. But yeah, you know, we don't have a theme this year. It's just light it up and show it off and enjoy it. We do have, Shelley is not with us this year. She has retired and moved on to a few other things. So there is...
She'll be out there watching. She'll just get her to do stuff.
She'll be listening to see if I'm doing everything correctly today.
For old time's sake, just say, you know, hey, we need somebody over. And say, sure she's eager. Yeah.
There is six of us that are working together. And, you know, we're already thinking about some new things for next year. And just to make it grand, you know, we just want to bring some old traditions back. So we'll get through this year, and next year it could be a lot different, you know, we never know.
Any animals this year? I mean, sometimes you get people on horseback in more in the summertime, mm-hmm. maybe, but anything coming in that
right
way?
Right now, maybe? No horses, no.
Because it seems like it'd be like they could pull a float that looks like a sleigh or something. That would be a kind of a nice thing to see down the street, unless you're the marching band right behind it.
You know, I had just seen something a while back, last week, in regards to an old-fashioned Christmas where they did bring in the horses and the sleds and pulling floats. And, you know, all that gets my mind going because back in those days it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's something that could come back. You know, it's just
You mean the days when it was just 1, 2, or 4 horsepower?
Well, yeah, there you go. I mean, it's just something different, you know, unique.
And you might not make it exclusive. Just say, you know, that, you know, we're going for an old-fashioned. They could use antique tractors.
There you go.
There are other ways that you can go old-fashioned that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be something you'd have to plan for and see. And maybe, I don't know, poll the people who are participating now, whether that be something they'd be interested in or not, because you don't want to do this and find out you have
No, everyone's pretty good. I mean, they, like I said, we have new entries that is coming in this year that we haven't had in the past. And so that is really nice. And we welcome them to our town and, you know, to be able to share with them all the joy that we share throughout the year up there with all of our festivals. So I look forward to this parade and I look forward with this group that we have working now together to come up with even some more great ideas for next year.
And I guess the best reminder is always dress appropriately for the weather. It's no fun to be there and be cold.
No.
I mean, I went to some of these veterans programs that they had, including the one in Harbor Beach, and you see kids in the hall wearing, you know, basketball shorts, and I'm like, how did you come in that way? I'd have frozen.
Last year it rained during the, you know, everybody coming in from 4 to 5, it rained, and but, you know, that didn't stop people from coming in. This year, we never know what the weather's going to be, so it's more or less dress warm, bring an extra blanket to wrap yourself in, and like I said, downtown, they usually have hot chocolate and other things they're passing out, and just enjoy the moment. It's, you know, leave all your worries and troubles and just enjoy the moment and find some joy.
Okay, and the town will be decked out as well.
Yes, I came through this morning on my way to work and just at a maze on all the decorations. And I know they had new ones, and it's just, they're beautiful. They're just beautiful, all lit up at that time in the morning.
And they kind of dim things down. They leave, like, the decorative lights on, but they kind of dim things down so you get a best view of the actual lighted
parade. Maybe a little, yeah, maybe a little bit, but usually
you
it's...
You don't have glaring lights on things, it's just, you know, that you, but there's got to be enough for safety.
Obviously. Yes, yes.
But it gives you an opportunity to actually see the lights as, like, it wouldn't show up much in the daytime, but at night, that's when they shine.
Yeah, so, yeah, so everybody coming in, just light those babies up and and let's have some fun. And, I mean, even yourself, if you're just coming to watch, you know, you've got necklaces out there that you can, you know, with the little lights that light up. Feel free to just, you know, have fun that night. That's what it's about. The whole day is just to have fun.
Get ready for Christmas, because Santa's
yes,
at the end.
Yes, Santa will be there, and he'll be meeting with the children ahead of time, like I said, between 10 and noon at the library.
And so obviously you have the permits from the state, because you're using state highways, so there will be detours for the people going around, but you know, you might leave a sign up and say, if you want to see the parade, slow down and just stop.
Yeah, we will have, you know, our fire department, our great Harbor Beach Fire Department and law enforcement, they will all be working with us to make sure that everybody's safe and, you know, the parade goes as normal. And we just got a bunch of great people working with us right now.
Do you have any musical performances? Do you have bands? It's kind of, I always thought this time of year was hard on a band, because everybody, you know, there's about 40% of the band, you know, either as a mouthpiece or something, and if your lips are cold, that's got to be difficult.
The band dresses for the occasion.
But you don't dress your lips.
No, the band does dress for the occasion, and it's a great Harbor Beach High School band that plays along with their instructor, which is really great because they take their time to maybe stop here and there along the parade route to play a song. And then when they get to the hospital south of town, they will stop in the parking lot. The students will come up onto the parking lot there, and they will play. Last year, I think they played about 3 or 4 songs for them, and it was really nice. So it's great to see the, you know, the students take part in making someone else's life a little bit happier.
Is there plenty of off-street parking for people who want to go? Where are there places behind the businesses? Do you use side streets or everything that I've just mentioned?
Side streets. There's, you know, every block has a side street there that they can pull up. And a lot of them, some park on the main drag and some park, you know, south of the light because you can park. We let them park on both sides there. And a lot of them stand out on the sidewalks because they want to be able to be there with their children so that they can get candy and other goodies that they hand out and stuff. So, yeah, it's really nice.
Well, terrific. Glad you're having another go at it this year, December the 7th. Lineup starts at 4 if you're in the parade. 5:30 the parade starts, but you'll want to get there a little early and stake out a good position and some good viewing.
That's right. 5:30 on the dot. We will start. And
starts at City Hall, goes down to the light, heads south to Trescott Street.
Yep. And it'll be a good night. It'll be a really good night. And I'm just praying for good weather. And then some upcoming events that we have coming up here for our town in Harbor Beach is Small Town Saturday on November 30th. And, you know,
that's
people
the
can.
Weekend of Thanksgiving. So
and
if you're in town with relatives or whatever, they can see what Harbor Beach has to offer.
Yes, and a lot of the merchants will have specials all day long going on. And if you have the family up there, there's a lot of good picture taking too on the lake. So.
And there are a lot of merchants in town that have specialty items. You know, they're not just the run-of-the-mill stuff you can get anywhere. They search to find what locals like, and you may find stuff here that you won't find easily anywhere else.
You are right. A lot of unique items that you will not find anywhere else. So yes, it's a great place to shop.
Well, terrific. We wish you the best this year, and hopefully get us some pictures so that come the next day we can let everybody know what they missed if foolish enough not to go.
You will get them. And again, if anyone wants to be in the parade and they want a form, they can give me a call, 989-670-8639. And if I don't answer, leave a message and I'll call you right back.
And is there info on the Chamber's website?
The Harbor Beach Chamber page, yeah. The Harbor Beach.
Regular page or Facebook?
They can go to harborbeach.com.
Yeah. Get more information there as well.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us. We'll cross our fingers on the forecast.
Thank you, Craig.
Our guest today on the program has been Debbie Brando. We've been talking about the 34th Harbor Beach Lighted Christmas Parade coming up Saturday, December 7th, beginning at 5:30 sharp. Be there or be square. Coming up, we'll have the latest in the news at the top of the hour here at WLEW.